Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV with the rather somber news that we all expected it was due to happen and it has now been completed. It is Sadio Mane's move to Bayern Munich. He has completed a £35 million transfer to the Bavarian club. He's been speaking to LiverpoolFC.com as a bit of an exit interview, pretty much just telling them how much, who are the real gobshites in there and how they can improve things, of course, and a bit of a parting shot, perhaps like flicking the bird at whoever had this parking space off or whatever. No, it looks like a real nostalgia fest, and rightly so, of course, for a genuine Liverpool legend departing. We're starting to see finally the breaking up of the OG front three that guided Liverpool to so many goals, so many great moments, and so much success. Both on and off the pitch. It's a £35 million move. The Athletic reporting Liverpool will receive £27.5 million guaranteed, with a further £7.5 million to potentially follow in performance-related add-ons. He said ahead of his official unveiling that Bayern were the right club at the right time. He said, I can say, of course, we won a lot and I spent a great time there, an unbelievable time at Liverpool. We won a lot. Like I always say, my life is always about a challenge. And when it came, I said to the club, I want to leave. I want to go somewhere else and see a new challenge. It's not anything else. It's just a challenge because for me, I always want to be challenging myself to get better and better. After both clubs agreed the transfer, I sent a long text to say goodbye to everybody, which is normal. They were sad, as I was, but it is part of life. We just have to accept it. And yeah, he's been speaking to the official Liverpool website as well, doing this interview that I mentioned earlier. He said, he was asked, Sadio, thank you for welcoming us to your home for this farewell interview. Your transfer to Bayern Munich is now complete. Does it feel a little bit strange to say you're no longer a Liverpool player? He said, yes, for sure. Obviously, it's strange, really, really strange to be no longer a Liverpool player after 6 years spent at Anfield. But of course, I had a great time, an unbelievable time. And since my first day, I really, really enjoyed training, playing at Anfield, especially, and in front of these amazing supporters. Now it's come to an end. So what can you say? Yeah, and they said, well, a lot of speculation about your future. Can you explain to us why you felt it was the right time to move on? He said, yeah, sure, there was a lot of speculation, but I'm not a confused boy in my head. Obviously, I know what I want and I know what is professional for me. I was not even thinking about it because I was still a Liverpool player and we had really, really important games. For me, that time was so, so important for myself and the team and the boys and the supporters as well. And this is why I was really, really focused on that. I did not want to make any comment about it, because winning the Champions League and the Premier League, that would have been fantastic for myself, for the club, for everybody. So that is why I was not even talking about it or commentating about the speculation, because it's part of football. It will always stay this way. It is normal. Do you feel you achieved everything you could at Liverpool? He said, yes, for sure. Like I said, from the first day I came to the club, I spoke to the boss, and when I was in Southampton, I think at the time we were not even in the Champions League, he called me and said, for sure, I just decided in my heart that I'm coming to Liverpool because that is where I can see myself. And for me, it was the right time and the right club to achieve everything. So I can say, of course, we won a lot and I spent a great, great time there. An unbelievable time at Liverpool. We won a lot. Like I always say, my life is about a challenge. And when it came, I said to the club that I want to leave, as I mentioned elsewhere. And it's just, I mean, it's wonderful to see. And obviously we know, and Liverpool actually put his list of honours out as well. One Champions League winner, one times a FIFA Club World Cup, one UEFA Super Cup, one times Premier League, one League Cup and one FA Cup as well in his time at the Mighty Reds. Basically, he's won the lot while he's been at the football club, and he's not been a passenger in any way, shape or form. He's been at the forefront of what Liverpool have done. In that time, people talk about him as being the first one, the major signing under Jurgen Klopp, the first transformative signing that Liverpool made. And lots of other guys have come in and, you know, and had a great time at the football club, of course. But got to think back to that first season, him coming in. And he was a breath of fresh air. And he comes in, scores his debut goal, and a hell of a goal against Arsenal as well, coming in from that right-hand side. He then doesn't play when we play Burnley in the game after, and we're rubbish. We are hammering on the door in the limpest possible way. So it's more like just like flopping against the door, hoping things will break down and work for us. And that is what Sadio Mane added to Liverpool. He added dynamism. He added goals. He added an injection of just pure love and passion for the game, but his ferocious determination to win. And no more evident for me was that than the season when Liverpool won the Premier League. We won the European Cup. We go into that season, and nobody wanted to win the Premier League more than Sadio Mane. And the great example, of course, is the late goal he scores against Aston Villa away. One of the best let-offs I've had in a football ground for that game. And you could see it was coming out of every pore of his body. He was going to work harder. He was going to dig deeper. He was going to hurt more than anyone else in that team to make sure that Liverpool got across the line that season. We weren't going to fall short again. You know, what will that mean moving forward? I guess we can have a little chat about that. You know, and I'd like to know if you're watching or listening, what your general thoughts on all this are, how you're feeling about it. I think understandably it stings to see a player move on. It's interesting to see a player move on. I don't think there's many examples of this who go with well wishes. Now, a good example, Adam Lallana went with well wishes, but I think there was a little bit of like, it's like well wishes, like, oh, you know, a bit twee or a bit trite or whatever, because ultimately we'd seen the best of Lallana. It is odd to see a footballer go who I could conceivably see Sadio Mane being the same player that he was last season for another 4 years more. Potentially, I don't know why not. He could melt, he could fall apart, but we haven't seen that, so it's not beyond expectations to say that Bayern Munich have got a good player and he's going to contribute really well for them in the coming years. So it's unusual to see a player like that in this kind of situation, where normally there's just some edge to it. It's like an affront. Like, you go, well, what do you mean? You don't want to play for us? And bear in mind, Liverpool have been in worse positions when that's happened, and we've been more affronted. So Liverpool have been much worse. They're level than the players who've left. So Torres, Suarez, Sterling. And we've been really, really annoyed by them not wanting to play for Liverpool. But it's weird how in this instance, it's kind of like, yeah. And I get it. I mean, in a world where Liverpool don't have Mo Salah, we'd have spent the last 12 months talking about Sadio Mane's contract, and we haven't. And I don't know whether that's telling as well, that we all adore him, we all love him, but... And maybe this part of his new challenge thing. Maybe he wants to go somewhere and have Bayern Munich said, you're the man for us, mate. You're going to be the main man. We're going to put you right on the top wage bracket. You're going to be taken over from Lewandowski, and you're going to be our central focus of what this team does.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And if that's that, then that's perfectly understandable in terms of his new challenge. And I think that might lead into why I'm a bit more, I'm okay with it, because he's put a shift in for Liverpool. You know, few players, and we've put in, we've got a tremendous squad of footballers who've reached heights that I've never seen as a Liverpool fan before. And very few of them can say they haven't given their all. But it's easy to look at Sadio Mane and go, yeah, what could you fault in him? What could you fault about Sadio Mane? What could you say he could have done more of? Could he have scored more goals? Maybe, but who scored more goals, particularly from the wide area? It's an only Mo Salah tweet when you're starting to get into that kind of thing. So, yeah, he leaves very much with my well wishes, which again feels a bit awkward. I am a bit concerned. I think understandably so. I did put on the Last Fan Standing show, which was shared on social media the other week, that I think I'm a little worried about the idea that Liverpool will buy someone and they will just come in and fit and take over from Sadio Mane, particularly if it's Darwin Nunes. Where I am more comforted is from the notion of, I think we just got the last bit of juice out of Mane in terms of what we were using him for by moving him central. And I think in a world where Jota's played a little bit less football, or where Bobby Firmino had had a couple less injuries last season, I don't think we'd have seen as much of Mane. Now, we touched but maybe a bit lucky in that regard that we were able to put Mane in and he was able to deliver on the big stage. Look, Manchester City FA Cup semi-final being an absolutely stellar example of that, but there's tons more. Once he came back from the African Cup of Nations, he had a big role to play. I don't think, what I'm kind of driving at is, I think we bought Mane's replacement in January. I think we bought Luis Diaz as the long-term replacement to play the vast majority of games on that left-hand side, because I don't think Mane's impact on that side was as much, and I think that was where he was starting to wane. Still a world-class footballer, and you can play him across the front three and get a brilliant level out of him, but I think we bought his upgrade in Diaz. Will he be an upgrade or at least a match in terms of goals? That's a bit of an unknown, but I feel reasonably secure that we've got a really, really good player. I don't think we're going to see a significant drop-off, even in the worst case, from just putting Diaz in on that left-hand side. And Darwin Nunes, I think, is part of an evolution of what Liverpool are trying to do. I think he's effectively the Origi and Minamino replacement defo. And then your idea is that he starts to phase out Roberto Firmino as a change in style. He's a bit more physical, he's a bit more robust, he's a bit more tip of the spear, rather than being the sort of stick behind the spear, I guess is the way to describe what Firmino was a bit. As much as I don't like this notion of it's okay, because I was here when we sold Sterling and we were saying it's all right, we got Jordan Ibe. You need to see these lads prove themselves. Now, where we are okay, I think, is that 6 months of Diaz bedding in, I think Roberto Firmino having a summer off will be massive for him. I think Diogo Jota having some time off as well will be massive for him. And obviously one more year or more of Mo Salah is cool as far as I'm concerned. And that means that Nunes gets to take his time in blooding in. So there's a potential where Liverpool start the Charity Shield on the 30th of July with Diaz, Jota, Salah, or Diaz, Firmino, Salah as the front three. And if we'd started that front three in any of the big games last season, none of us would have batted an eyelid, I don't think. So that's where I take comfort. I don't think it's something, what I'm saying is, I don't think you should be celebrating this. I don't think we should be, oh yeah, I'd be fine, I'd be pet. Oh, good riddance. And mercifully, I don't think anyone is. I think Liverpool will be sound. I think we've probably learned by now that the guys in charge of Liverpool Football Club, top to bottom, although everyone's fallible and there have been some big mistakes made, particularly on the ownership side of things, when it comes down to shrewd financial operators, down to management level, down to coaching, down to health, fitness, nutrition, all that kind of stuff, they're as good as anything you're going to get in the game. So there's a degree of which, yes, it would be lovely to just, you know, to know all the answers. But if you're going to put your faith in something, put your faith in people, put your faith in experts, which is a bit counterintuitive to how the world's been over the last 5 or 6 years, but it is what it is. Liverpool have earned the right and they've earned the trust to move on. Everything comes to an end. Everything changes. Everything evolves. This is an evolution of what Liverpool are doing. This is not the end. This is not even the beginning. It's a rolling thing. It's a continuation, hopefully. And the fact that Liverpool aren't making shocking, mad, drastic changes, just adding to what they do, leaves me feeling more comforted than perhaps I would have been if Liverpool were doing this 7 or 8 years ago, when they were rubbish at doing this stuff. Now they're the best in the world at doing this. Recruitment, and all the things that go around it. So yeah, it should be absolutely fine. I'll have put done with the business. I don't know. It looks like Taki Minamino is moving to Monaco as well. So that's going to put a little bit more money back in. The talk is that Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain might stick around. Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Is that just a decent stopgap option? Are you better off, for the money you'd get for an Oxlade-Chamberlain, are you better off keeping him as a squad option for one more year and then letting him go and choose what he wants and get him the contract and the sign non-fee that he deserves, because he's been a good squad player for Liverpool for a good few years now. While Liverpool perhaps, you know, keep the powder dry on another big sign. And one thing we do know, and I'll leave you on this, is that Liverpool don't just buy players to buy players. Liverpool will always leave them, and in our eyes as fans, maybe one short in an area, if it means they can, they're more likely to get someone who's going to do the business, who's likely to succeed, who's got more prospects, who fits in better. And that might be 6 months or it might be a year down the line, but we've seen that happen time and time again. The prime example being Virgil van Dijk, of course. Liverpool could have just gone and got another centre-half. They didn't want a centre-half. They wanted Virgil van Dijk. And we'll never be privy to what those plans are, but that's one thing that we maybe have to just go, okay, take a little bit of a step back and just see what happens. And the good thing is, what will happen is Liverpool will just be brilliant at football, because Liverpool are brilliant at football and they'll win loads of football matches and we'll forget about it. But when you're in pre-season, you can't help but get lost in the whys, maybes, what ifs and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, I bid you farewell. I bid farewell to Sadio Mane. Sadio, best in the world, mate. No one's laughing. Nobody is laughing. Best in the world. One of the best footballers ever to play the game. And it was an absolute privilege and honour to watch him play at Liverpool Football Club. Memories that are indelibly burned into all of our brains. Experiences that you'll never be able to take away from me, from us as a fan base. Yeah, we love you, Sadio. All the best at Bayern Munich. Apart from, of course, when you play against Liverpool in the Champions League, in which case I hope you're poo. leave your farewell messages for Sadio in the comments. Or tweet goodbye Sadio, hashtag goodbye Sadio to us at Twitter. We're going to be doing a special Sadio Mane farewell podcast. We're going to be counting down the 10 greatest Sadio Mane Liverpool moments. That is an exclusive premium podcast over on Redmen Plus. It's going to be going out on Sunday. We're going to have some boss little clips and memories going around, properly reminisce down memory lane and really talk through the best that was the Liverpool legend, arguably the best to ever wear the number 10 for Liverpool. Debate that as well. Over on Redmen Plus. So yeah, if you want more Sadio goodness, you want to feel your feelings, you want to get those tears out, then come and join us over on Redmen Plus for the Sadio Mane Top 10 Greatest Liverpool Moments podcast, and I'll see you over there. Ta-ra.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.